What kind of fences did you have around your field?
We had a wire fence, all right, but I've seen rail fence between us there one time. There's rail fence down there.
What'd those look like?
They just cross them up like that, you know, in a beads-like shape.
Kind of zigzag?
Yeah. There's one up there north of town on a place right now that the old boy moved rails up there and built it. And I've built a few of them rails.
How'd they hold together?
Just put them on top of one another. And when you got to the top, you put a piece in there where that is. See, they stick over like that. You put a piece over here with this one, over here this one. That'll hold them up, right? I've been possum hunting. My daddy and I rode horseback possum hunting at night. We'd come on these rail fences, lay down two or three rails, and jump over them and put them back up. Keep going. Used to have these hounds and treat these possums. You could drive up and run them up saps and just ride up there and pull them out for the tail and stick them in the sack. Mm-hmm. Buying them, sell them for furs, you know. Mm-hmm. You ever eat any possums? I've eaten a few. There are a few when I was just a kid. Clean them. Get all that old fat off. They're not too bad. Mm-hmm. Pretty greasy. Mm-hmm. How about coon? You ever eaten coon?
Never have.
Boy, that's pretty good meat.
Yeah, right.
That's the bear family. Tell me it belonged to the bear family.
Huh.
That a hawk been flying around here now for I don't know how long. You just stay around here, all around here.
Yeah.
Female hawk. Seen him go right by there a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh. The chicken hawk?
Chicken hawk. They're protected now, I think.
What kind of wire fencing do people use mostly nowadays?
Oh, we have barbed wire and hawk wire back there in those days. I'm a preacher here that he collects barbed wire. He's got every kind of barbed wire from you that's ever manufactured.
I think I saw that down in a boot store in town.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a display there.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was so much barbed wire around.
He takes that stuff and that boy of mine bought him some of that from Africa over there. He's got some of that. And he just got wire from everywhere. See, there's lots of different kinds of barbed wire. Small barbs and big barbs, four-prong barbs, two-prong barbs. I don't need no more barbs than I do. All I know is we used to build a lot of it. We do that in the wintertime, see. We'd take these posts and get in the back end of the wagon and keep that wagon on line. We'd take the maul, they call it a wooden maul, and drive them posts in the ground with it standing in the back of the wagon. And then two of us stretch the wire back there and build a fence across the field half a day, you know.
Do you have any of these fences that people sometimes have around the yard or around the garden? It's usually painted white.
Picket fence? Yeah, I've seen quite a few of those. Don't see too many of them no more.
Is that the same thing as a paling fence?
Yeah. Yeah, I've made a lot of them palings fixed up around the garden and the orchard we had down there just to kind of keep the chickens out.
Do you ever see any fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
There's a few. I had a place down there where I married and we moved into, and it was sloping land. And I built a rock wall on the lower side down through there, a little bit of concrete, and you know, and mixed it and stacked it. Rock on there, build that up. Oh, must have been 2 foot high. Mm-hmm. And you know, in 2 years or three, that's this level.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you just take old pine poles or anything if you got a slope and put them pine poles down there and put stakes there to hold them. And it'll just level up them pine poles. You just have to keep adding up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, years ago, I had a little team of mules and we had a fella come in down there and he worked this oil station, which is a pumping station for the Standard Oil Company. Went from Louisiana to Oklahoma over yonder in Tulsa. And they'd pump that oil through these lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And had a terrace machine. This fella lived up on a little hill up there and he had kind of a dairy. He wanted a terrace that so he'd keep watching. So you run a transit on it. carry that according to the fall, you know. And that water will rain gradually, not wash it away. We carried that place up down there, and it's Eddie Gray owns it now, this butane man.
Have you ever heard a person call a bucket anything besides that?
Well, a pail and a bucket. Well, we used to have an old wooden bucket, cedar bucket. We carried water in and put on the porch, you know. I don't know anything but a pail and a bucket, about the only thing I know.
Pail and a bucket, the same thing?
Yeah. Wooden pail or a bucket, either one. That's what I'm saying.
What do you call this stuff that people's best dishes are made out of? That's
best dishes? In China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that that a farmer would use to try to fool his hen?
Yeah. We used to have them and put them in the hen eggs.